Mez Hashem continues Shmir Salosh and Shar Zechira Perikut Beis, Shir number 95, where the Chavetz Chaim now tells us how we should attack the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara tells us, accept the Lashon Hara, listen to it. That was the last piece we spoke about. And I want to remind you of a story that I told you in the past, of a conversation I've had with a certain person, individual, and they would tell me, you know, what I'm about to tell you is very confidential, and I really shouldn't be telling you this. And I'm not sure why I'm telling you this. I'm thinking to myself, you're telling me it's confidential. First of all, I don't want to hear what you have to say. That's what I'm thinking. Second of all, I'm thinking, I can't trust you. If you're telling me someone trusted you with private information, so I can't trust you. That's what I told myself about this individual. It's that attitude, that's the approach the Chavetz Chaim is telling us here. If someone comes to tell you something which is negative about someone else, he says, if this person is wearing shatnez, you know he's wearing shatnez. He doesn't care about the lav of wearing shatnez. We're linen together. Negative commandment. And this person, let's say, doesn't care about payas. He cuts off his payas. He uses a razor for his face. He's transgressing isurim that are clearly written in the Torah, not allowed to do. So now this person comes and tells you lashon hara about someone else. So the same way you see he doesn't care about those other mitzvahs of Hashem, you see he doesn't care about the mitzvah of lashon hara. You see, midvar sheker tirchok is not of his priority. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Toiv li lachshoid es ha-mesapar hazeh, sho'amar dovar sheker al chaveiroi. Better for me to view that individual told me this story about my friend that he's lying. Mishe'amin ma'ashe sipirli, as opposed to believing what he said to me. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim tells us, Ki haloi imra yisa roya odom. If you see a person, Shaloi v'shatnis, or makiv pas roisha v'zikonai. If you wear shatnis, or does other yisurim that are blatantly forbidden, he cuts off the corners of his hair, or of his beard, in the forbidden way. And afterwards, he comes and tells you, Misapra elechod, mechavercho shedibra elecha yisa ro. He says, you know, I want to tell you something that your friend said about you. So he's telling you Rechilus now. So the same way, you wouldn't trust him. He says, can I borrow $500? Would you trust him for that? Would you trust? You wouldn't trust him because you see, he's not a trustworthy person. But so why should you accept what he has to say about someone else? This is how we have to respond to the Yetzer Hara. When the Yetzer Hara comes and says, oh, believe what he says. Bevadai, he says over here, expect this person to say something which is false. Now, what's the reward for a person who does not accept Lashon Hara? What's the reward for such a person who does not accept the Lashon Hara that someone tells him? Ugdoilo has chuz shelo odom. Tremendous is the merit for a person. She'enoi mikabel Lashon Hara afilo al stam odom Yisrael. Even on a regular person from Klal Yisrael, if you don't accept Lashon Hara, but a regular person, it's a tremendous, tremendous reward, as we'll elaborate on. And even more so, if Lashon Hara was spoken about an Adam Chashuv, and it happens that Lashon Hara is spoken about a very great person. It happens on a regular basis sometimes. Why? Because great people in great positions of power have to make decisions that other people don't like. Not everybody's happy with it. And then you know what happens? They start speaking Lashon Hara about them. Oh, that's such a great person. Let me tell you. There we go. It's Lashon Hara. Says the Chavetz Chaim from the Tanna Devil Yov, the reward for a person not accepting Lashon Hara is Kesha'odah Moise. For the next four generations, that person's descendants will be decreed upon them good. for four generations. Why? Because you didn't accept Lashon Hara. And he brings a whole mice over here in regards to the Malchei, the Malachim, the kings, the different kings, Yeravim ben Yoyosh. And they didn't accept Lashon Hara. It's not for the Zohar taking place over there. But still, for four generations, sometimes you wonder, what did a person do that they merit such greatness? And we never know. Great-great-grandfather, what he might have done. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, for four generations, they're going to get reward because you didn't accept Lashon Hara.